Then Adam said, "Now here's another story for you in the same vein. It happened once that a band of lions and a band of wolves lived in adjoining territories, and each was an annoyance to the other. For one time the wolves would hunt in the lions' territory, and another time the lions would hunt in the wolves' territory. So the lions finally said to themselves, 'Let's put an end to this rivalry once and for all. Tonight, near dawn, let's fall upon the wolves and destroy them down to the last cub.' And that's exactly what they did. Thereafter, the lions had an easy time of it indeed. Since they didn't have to share it with the wolves, the game became so plentiful that they hardly had to do more than step outside their den to capture a meal. They had many cubs who grew up well-fed and playful. But one old lion looked at what was happening and said, 'I think we've made a mistake. Our cubs are growing up fat and slow and placid. This is not the way lions should be. They should be lean and fast and fierce, as we were when we were young.' The other lions laughed at him and said, 'How can our cubs be lean when there's so much game? Why should they be fast when they need only reach out a paw to have a meal? And why should they be fierce when our enemies have all been destroyed?' So the old lion was silenced, and the cubs grew to maturity as fat and slow and good-natured as puppies. But one day a pack of wild dogs appeared from the north, driven from their territory by drought. They were lean and hungry and fast and fierce, and when the lions objected to their encroachment, the dogs fell upon the lions and easily tore them to shreds. So you see that the old lion was right. Although the lions were not wise enough to see it, their ancient rivals, the wolves, had been keeping them alive. And when they destroyed the wolves, they destroyed themselves as well. Even if the pack of dogs hadn't come along, the first drought or flood to come along would have finished them off as easily. But of course, this is only a story. Lions know the law of life and follow it, and would never behave so foolishly."